And the year the war broke out, the year before that, my father fell heir because he was the only son. So he fell heir to all the property in Japan. So my father took off to Japan, and he went to Japan, and they were selling the property to an airfield or something like that. So my father went there, and he thought he was going to live in a life of luxury. So he had not planned to come back to Canada. But when the war, when he saw they were taking ironwork and steel and everything from his house and from and everything, he said, "Oh gosh, they're planning for war against the United States." So my father, big mouth as he has, he said, "You think you're going to fight against the United States with all those tin can boats and stuff like that?" You know, because he could see that they were, you know, taking in, you know, all the metal that they can get from all over the place. And he was saying, you know, "You're not going to beat the United States with those kind of ammunition and stuff like that." So they gave him an ultimatum: either you get out of here or we're gonna throw you in prison. So my father took the fastest boat he can get out, and he came back to Canada. But the next boat turned around in September and went back to Japan. So my father was on the last boat that came from Japan to the United States, to Canada. And so